Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. Perek Aleph had discussed the laws of Toseves Shviyos for an orchard, and now, at the beginning of Perek Bet, we're shifting into the laws of Toseves Shviyos for a field. Ad emasai chorshim b'sdei lahalavan erev Shviyos. Until what point can we plow in a white field on erev Shviyos? Now, white field is a grain field. It's called a white field because when the grain is fully ripe and dry and ready for harvest, the field looks very whitish. But as we had already discussed in the first perek, the truth is that the halachos of a stei lavan really apply to anything that's not an orchard, right? So if it's an orchard, then it has its own rules, and you can work it all the way until Shavuos. But if it does not qualify as an orchard, then basically it falls into the category of a stei lavan, even if it's not technically a grain field. So, until what point can you work this field, plow it, etc.? So the Mishnah says, ad shetich lehalecha, until the moisture in the ground is gone. Now, what does that mean, it's gone? So first of all, it's important to note, and we mentioned this in Maseches Brachos, but it's worth mentioning again, that the agricultural season and the weather in Israel is very, very different than in most places in the United States. In Eretz Yisrael, the winter is the rainy season, and it basically doesn't rain the rest of the year. So all of the rain takes place more or less between the beginning of Cheshvan and Pesach time. And so after that point, it doesn't rain anymore. And that's a good thing because rain at that point might ruin the crops. So any moisture that has fallen into the soil has to remain. And then as the spring progresses and we move into summer, the ground starts to dry out. And that means that you can't really plant anything. Most things are going to be planted in the fall, at the very, very beginning of the winter, when it's rainy, and then you'll put in the seeds and the rain will fall on them and they will kind of get moist and start to grow underground in the winter and there as they're being rained on. And then at the end of the winter, they will kind of break out and grow in the early spring. And so what we're talking about here is late spring, beginning of the summer, right? When it starts to dry up. So the Mishnah says when it's all gone, but then it elaborates. It doesn't really mean gone. Kol zman shebnei adam chorshim lita b'mishkaos v'midlaos. As long as people are still plowing their fields in order to plant cucumbers and gourds. Now, cucumbers and gourds need lots of water. So you would not be planting cucumbers and gourds unless the ground was still very moist. So when we say shetich le'alecha, it doesn't mean that the moisture is all gone. It means that it's gone to the degree that you would no longer call the soil really moist, so that people are no longer planting cucumbers and gourds. Rabbi Shimon objects to this criteria. Amar Rabbi Shimon, nasata toras kol echad ve'echad bi'ado. Wait a minute, you've made the Torah, if we follow your halacha of the Tanakhama, everybody has their own individualized Torah. What does that mean? It means that I go out into my field, I say, well, it's still moist and I can still plant. And you look in your field and you say, no, it's not moist, I'm not going to plant. And so every individual field, every individual farmer, every person on the block has their own definition of when you can do it. That's not how halacha works. Halachic measures need to be uniform. We can't have everybody doing their own thing and determining their own stopping point for working the field on Erev Shemitah. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, no, we have a fixed time. Ella, b'stei halavan ad ha-pesach, u'v'stei ha-ilan ad ha-tzeres. A wheat field or a non-tree orchard field, you can work it, plow it up until Pesach time. And in an orchard, you can go all the way till Shavuos.